With international and state borders closed, the pandemic's had a huge impact on airlines, forcing them to slash flights, lay off staff and put aircraft into hibernation. Rex, Regional Express Airlines, is based at Mascot in Sydney, and it's the largest regional network aside from QantasLink. It's now weighing up whether to fly to towns that Virgin's abandoned. John Sharp is the Deputy Chairman of Rex and a former Federal National MP. We spoke earlier. John Sharp, thanks for joining AM. Rex is considering flying to regional towns abandoned by Virgin. Why? And tell us what happens to towns that aren't connected to the capitals by air.
Well, Rex is looking at taking over some of the routes that Virgin has decided to abandon, routes like Port Macquarie, Tamworth. We think we can take up the slack in routes that we compete currently against Virgin, like Albury and Mildura, and also routes that Virgin's already abandoned some time ago in West Australia, like Perth to Geraldton. It's unfortunate, but economics plays the ultimate judge in these things, and if a town's big enough to warrant an air service, Rex is willing to provide it. What we have decided to do is part of our return of the support that our companies receive from the Australian government, the Commonwealth government. We're prepared to operate services to communities where we don't see any profit as part of our way of responding to this challenge that the nation faces at the moment. We would not be here but for the support provided by the Commonwealth Government. There would be no regional airline industry, and so many regional communities would be cut off from their capital cities.
Most states and territories have their borders closed, citing COVID health concerns. Queensland, Tasmania, WA. What is that doing to tourism-based businesses?
Well, it's really done an enormous amount of harm to tourism-based businesses. And if you're within a two-hour drive of Sydney, your tourism business is probably doing really well because people are travelling out of Sydney during the week and on weekends by car. But if you're outside of that range, your tourism business is doing really badly. So border closures have really done an enormous amount of harm, undoubtedly, to the tourism industry in Australia. It's done an enormous amount of harm to the airline industry. And it's a very tough decision for governments to make. But one thing that we do want to be conscious of is that governments should not be lifting their border closures prematurely, because the consequence of that could be that we have another wave of this pandemic, and another wave of this pandemic would do the tourism industry and the airline industry even more harm. So it's a fine judgment by governments, but one thing they do need to bear in mind is that a premature lifting of border closures could result in another wave of pandemic, and that's going to do us a lot more harm.
Yeah, some leaders have been lambasted, with critics saying it's more about politics than health. What's your view?
Well, look, it's a tough call. If you're in politics today and you're in government and you're making these judgments, it's a really tough call. There'll always be people who will criticise you because they have their own vested interests to promote, and people will only see their own vested interest as the driving force of what they argue. But if you're in government, you have to look at a broader interest. And what governments at the moment need to be conscious of is that there are, look at Israel, look at parts of Europe like France, where another wave is travelling through. And that wave, the damage it will do to the economy is far more significant than the damage you do to an economy if you keep a border closed for a few more weeks or another month. So it's a fine judgment call. And in some ways, I feel sorry for the people in government, because no matter what they do, whether they keep the borders closed or whether they open them, they're going to be criticised by people who are pushing their own vested interest.
Rex is headquartered at Sydney's Kingsford Smith Airport. Qantas is too, but it's now shopping around to see if other state governments will offer bigger incentives for them to base themselves elsewhere. What do you make of that? And is Rex also considering a move?
Well, Qantas is looking for basically government subsidies to encourage them to stay in a particular state or to move to another one. Rex could do the same thing. We're looking at expanding our operations and in the future, and we could shop around. At the moment, we're not doing that, but certainly Qantas is quite brazenly going out there saying to state governments, offer us some money to come to your state, or offer us some money to stay in your state. Otherwise, we'll move. And that's significant downside for New South Wales. If Qantas moves its headquarters out of the state, that's a big downside for New South Wales, and it's a big upside for a state that can attract Qantas's headquarters. Equally, Qantas, of course, is looking at moving out to Western Sydney Airport in that area there, which would be a great boost for Western Sydney Airport, and the government may well want to entice them out there to try and build up the infrastructure around Western Sydney Airport to give it some cash income to make that new airport viable.
John Sharp, thanks for talking to AM.
Thank you.
And John Sharp is the Deputy Chairman of Rex Airlines.